while we're talking about things from the sea, which I tend to not be able to avoid, as I'm sure you know, this is, for decades, there has been a wonderful mystery that has baffled marine biologists and had us all scratching our heads. And the question is, where do baby sea turtles go? Adult sea turtles, as their name suggests, live their lives out at sea, with females returning to land to lay their eggs on beaches. And after the tiny baby turtles have hatched and crawled down the beach, fought their way through the pounding surf and made their way back out to sea, they completely disappear into that wide blue ocean. And for a long time, we've had absolutely no idea at all where they go or what they do, until they turn up about 5 years later, closer to shore, and they're much, much bigger than they were when they left. Well, now it's, we seem to have solved at least part of this puzzle, and that's thanks to a team of scientists from the Archie Carr Centre for Sea Turtle Research in Florida. And they've been studying green turtles from the Bahamas, those lovely islands in the Caribbean. So that's not bad. Pretty good place to go and study.
Almost as bad as you.
Yes, yes.
Your PhD, well, being, you know, paid to go to wonderful places around the world.
Absolutely. You have to try your best. But these researchers went to the Bahamas and took samples of the hard shells from these green turtles and analysed them for the presence of particular isotopes of carbon and nitrogen. Now, most elements have several different isotopes that occur naturally. And each isotope has a slightly different number of neutrons, which gives each isotope a slightly different atomic mass. So that's the technical bit. And basically, different types of plants and animals naturally take up different amounts of these various isotopes, leaving a kind of fingerprint, if you like. And if you read that isotope fingerprint in things like turtles, you can understand what kind of food, whether that's plants or different types of animals, that they were feeding on.
So you can basically trace where they've gone if you know where that natural fingerprint is around the world.
Absolutely, that's it, exactly. And that's just what they've done for these green turtles. And they've shown, which is quite remarkable, that we thought these creatures, the green turtles in particular, were vegetarian, just eating things like seagrasses and seaweeds. But in fact, what it turns out is that they disappear off to sea and become carnivorous. When now out there in the deeper oceans, they eat jellyfish and other types of marine animals like squid and things like that. Before coming back into shallow waters, going back to their vegetarian ways and reproducing in those shallow waters. So it's pretty cool, really. And it's a really neat thing about this type of isotope study is it can be applied to all sorts of other animals, because you can take feathers and skin and fish scales and bones and really sort of peer into this part of an animal's life that before was a complete and utter mystery to us.
Yes, and researchers from the University of Durham earlier this year used a similar trick to work out how birds migrate, because birds shed their feathers and then lay down new feathers when they migrate. And this means that you can use the feathers that they've got on them when they first arrive and then start to shed them as an index of where they've just come from, because they incorporate into their feathers whatever they've had in the diet. And the diet, of course, has got the chemical fingerprint, the isotope fingerprint that you were mentioning, from where they've come from. And
really
they were using the
thing.
Isotope strontium to track bird movements.
There's all sorts of things.
And previously no one actually knew. We just had sort of hearsay as to how these birds got around and where they went and over what time course. And now we have a good idea.